Now the news, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has held a phone call with Dutch Minister of Foreign Affairs Wouter Hoekstra. Wang said that the Netherlands is an important partner of China in Europe, and China attaches great importance to developing relations with the Netherlands. He hoped that the Netherlands will actively support and participate in the Global Development Initiative and Global Data Security Initiative proposed by the Chinese side so as to jointly promote the sustainable development of the world. China's drug regulator has granted conditional approval for the imports of Pfizer's Paxlovid COVID-19 pill. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration authorized the oral antiviral tablets for the treatment of mild to moderate COVID-19 cases in the country last December. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has said that U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin will speak on Saturday. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov confirmed the Saturday phone conversation and said that the U.S. initiated the call. China's Yan Wengang has made history by claiming a bronze medal in the man's skeleton at the Beijing Winter Olympics. Yan clocked a combined time of 4 minutes and 1.77 seconds in 4 runs for the bronze, which is China's first ever medal in the skeleton event of the Winter Olympics. Christopher Grotier of Germany, a 2-time world champion, won the gold medal in 4 minutes and 1.01 seconds. Top scientists and global leaders have met in France to discuss how to better protect the world's oceans. Scientists also warn that rising sea levels could wipe out half of the world's beaches within a century. Ryan Thompson reports.
We talk a lot about climate change, notably what to do about all the waste that is produced, how to make energy greener, but the question of oceans is so important, and it's often not discussed enough because it is a key part of this climate change discussion. I mean, just look at the data. 70% of the Earth's surfaces are oceans, and that's why France is going so big on this, gathering the world's leaders here in the western French city of Brest to really go big on it. And three of the big changes to come out of today of this Brest commitment is the question of biodiversity, getting countries to step up and protect endangered species, really crack down on illegal fishing, clean up the plastic that is in the ocean. But there is a fourth issue that was not talked about in depth today, and that is rising sea levels, which could really pose a severe threat in the next few decades. Water levels on the beaches of Brittany have been recorded since the early 18th century. Initially, the water rise was slow, with only about 30 centimeters added in the first 300 years of recording. But in the last two decades, things have sped up dramatically. And scientists now say the worst of it is yet to come.
Partygoers have returned to Barcelona's nightclubs for the first time as anti-pandemic measures ease in the Spanish region. The sector normally attracts plenty of young tourists, but it has suffered after a series of forced closures since last July. Raul Paddock reports.
Barcelona is back. Its famous nightclub scene has returned after a hiatus of more than a month. Their doors shut just before Christmas, when the region, like the rest of Spain, began to see huge spikes in infection rates. To combat the record rises, the regional government imposed some of the strictest measures in Spain, including a nighttime curfew between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. This was lifted 2 weeks ago, but nightclub venues still had to remain closed. Those in the industry felt they were unfairly treated, given that other regions around Spain did not impose similar bans and didn't suffer significantly higher infection rates. Nightclubbing is a huge multi-billion dollar business in Spain. 1 in 3 travellers to the country come for the nightlife. It spawned some of the biggest brand names in the world of music, and it's helped create music labels, clothing lines, and made destinations such as Ibiza, Barcelona and Madrid top of the list on the nightclub circuit.
Lu Guangqiu, founder of Chinese privately owned Wanxiang Group, has become the first Chinese inducted into the U.S. Automotive Hall of Fame. Lu is a Chinese entrepreneur and trailblazer who used his creativity and wits to evolve Wanxiang from a local bicycle repair shop in the 1960s to a global supplier. Wanxiang is the first Chinese company to sell automobile parts to American original equipment manufacturers and now has operations in 22 U.S. states. That's the news. I'm Wen Jie.